Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. You planted native trees, shrubs, and flowers in your yard to provide wildlife shelter and food. It's almost ready to be called a wildscape. All that's missing is water, and a bird bath is one way to provide it.
Well, a bird bath is nice as long as it's maintained and it's kept in an appropriate manner.
Mark Klim oversees the wildscaping program at Texas Parks and Wildlife. He says it's important to continually refresh the water in your bird bath and keep the basin clean.
We really prefer to see that water start moving, because once it starts moving, more wildlife will be attracted to it. It cuts down on the possibility of that bird bath becoming a mosquito haven, and it creates a fresher bird bath, and you're not having to replace the water constantly.
A pond with a waterfall or fountain is an ideal wildscape water feature, but
a lot of us can't do that, though, so the moving water can be nothing more than a little drip that's created that allows that water to continuously move, breaks that surface tension a little bit, allows some oxygen back into the water, creates a sound that's going to attract the wildlife, and cuts down on the mosquito use.
You can find more information about wildscaping, including a very involved native plant database for your area, on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. That's our show for today. Thank you for joining us. Joel Block engineers our program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.